This call is being recorded.
So thank you, everybody, for being on the call this evening. Thank you for your support in those Monday night calls. I got them off the ground after recessing for the month of April while I was on the Western tour and so on. I just wanted to make some announcements before we continue with our discussion this evening. And so first of all, if you are in the Kelowna area, our next Nature Sunshine Gathering is on Saturday, June the 2nd at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. This is a 9:30 a.m. breakfast meeting, and the fee, including breakfast, is $20. So I urge you to bring a friend and become part of this great health movement that we're all a part of. I also want to announce that Taffy Team 42, registrations are on the way. I have 3 spaces left over. If you know of somebody or if you are interested in doing Taffy, please let me know, 250-764-2852. The other announcement I have is there is an updated webinar on Astounding Secrets to Your Vitality. And that's this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Nature Sunshine should be sending the registrations as to how to get on that webinar this Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So the agenda for this evening is that I'm going to speak a little bit about my Western tour, just slightly on the Western tour. I'm going to get Fran to talk about what she's learned about blood thinners. I'm also going to talk about Stephen Horn on leaky gut and gastrointestinal health, which is a course that we took while we were on the iInspire cruise, and then I'll move into cancer. All right, so I had a great adventure. I was honored to be asked by our general manager, Jennifer Cole of Nature Sunshine, to be the designated guest speaker for Western Canada during the month of April. And the first stop was Winnipeg, Manitoba, where we had 47 people in attendance. And I have to say that it was great to see my friend Alan, who is a pharmacist. And a long time ago, he changed his pharmacist career to become a holistic practitioner. He made a profound comment that made all of us think. He said he once challenged a doctor that Alan would take one of every 10 of his herbals on his shelf if the doctor would take one of every drug that was on his shelf. Guess what? The challenge never happened. The doctor was too afraid to take any of the drugs that he was prescribing to his sick people. Then the pharmacist said this, quote, "Every poison is a drug, and every drug is a poison." I want to talk a little bit about St. Albert. It was an exciting stop for me. This is an opportunity I had to meet Martin and his wife. They are originally from Kazakhstan, and they live in Edmonton area. In 2015, Martin's mother was diagnosed with cancer. Now, she lives in Kazakhstan, and she could only speak Russian. So there was Martin in Edmonton. I am in Kelowna. I am doing the consultation while he is translating to his mom in Kazakhstan. And with my education, Martin's mother was on board. She agreed to do the program. And Martin indicated in St. Albert that he had sent out 3 packages at 3 different times with all the products for his mom to do the pop-up program in her home territory in Kazakhstan. And I think each package contained 2 months' supply. And so today, Martin was so excited. We were so excited to meet each other because this is the first time I had met him and his wife, Nosima, which was so awesome. And Martin announced to the attendees, and there were 73 in St. Albert, that his mother today is cancer-free. It was so cool. Very, very cool experience. I had Red Deer was also well attended with Cheryl. She's a naturopathic doctor, and her husband Terry, who did a lot of work in this area. Cheryl is also a a blood analyst, a naturopathic doctor, and she has taken on doing these programs with people. And I was excited also to have Shannon on board. She's also a blood analyst. She is from Dawson Creek. She drove all the way from Dawson Creek. Not only did she attend the St. Albert event, but she also drove down to Red Deer to attend the Red Deer event. Vancouver was a lot of fun. I want to thank Phyllis, who was present at the Vancouver event. She had overcome rheumatoid arthritis using the program, particularly doing the one-day kidney flush once a week for 6 months. She told everybody that I had told her to do it for a year, but she said it didn't take a year to overcome her rheumatoid arthritis. It took 6 months. So it was exciting to have her tell her story in Vancouver. And Kelowna was my final stop. Thank you to Lynn and her team and Shelley for helping and organizing this event. This is, of course, my home territory. I had many great supporters. It was great to see Bill and Sharon, who drove all the way from Nelson, to be there present at that event. As you know, Bill was diagnosed with a serious memory loss, and Sharon had a lot of weight to lose. Both of them lost over 30 pounds. I think Bill lost 50 pounds, and Bill has restored his memory. Nan was there also. She had great results after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So it was great. Thank you to the many people who supported this event, and they appreciated my presentation. Many came up to me and thanked me for my profound presentation. They totally said it was a different way of thinking. It was about transforming the health of nations. And this is where I presented the fuel package and the herbal package, and I will do that again on Wednesday. So I recently talked to Fran. She is on the call this evening, and I learned something about blood thinners, and so did Fran. She was generous enough to take time to send an email, and so I thought this was important enough that she could share all about blood thinners and her husband's experience on our call this evening. So Fran, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead, please, Fran.
Okay, my husband, Gary, he's 79 years old. About 6.5 years ago, he had a hip replacement, so there's been a few other issues. But anyways, he was hospitalized on Friday, April the 6th, and he had to have two blood transfusions. I could not get his iron level up because he had been on blood thinners for quite some time. He did not have a blood clot, but every time I approached his doctor about the blood thinners, he said, "Well, you want to keep him from a stroke." Anyways, he finally went into the hospital. He got off of the blood thinners because his doctor said he'll bleed to death if he continues on blood thinners, because all the tests he did in the hospital, I guess, proved. So anyways, he's doing so much better now. I just noticed a difference. This is from April the 6th when he was hospitalized. His brain function is better. I mean, he's always been fairly sharp, but I could tell he could not take the dog for a little short walk that he did. He couldn't drive the car because he was too tired, and his sleep is better. His energy level is up. He is going to be going regularly again to get the blood test, the hemoglobin, because his hemoglobin had dropped to 70, and it should be between 135 to 170. I'm trying to think of what. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. You know, there's so much I can say that we get so much fear put us, and because it's not my body, it's really difficult. And when he was having a lot of these health issues, the specialists and things like that, I went with him. With every place he went to, I went to. When he was hospitalized 3 years ago, we had to go to the kidney doctor and the heart specialist. And I've always had him on smoothies and things like that. But when they asked me what he's on, I just said multivitamin, calcium and D, because I put everything in the smoothie and it's just food, so there's no sense in going into that. But these blood thinners were was an eye opener for me, because I did not know that blood thinners would cause bleeding in the body, which was shown up. They did a colonoscopy, both front and the rear, and everything was perfect with that. So I guess the smoothie and everything he's been doing for a years is beneficial for that end.
Yeah, and it was an eye-opener for me when I read Fran's little email that she sent in regards to blood thinners, that his hemoglobin had dropped so dramatically. And just think about it. Blood thinners thin the blood. If the blood is too thin, then think about the oxygen levels. It will be very thin as well. Think about the flow of nutrient energy. It will also be very thin. So all kinds of consequences happen as a result of blood that is too thin. Thank you for sharing that, Fran. I'm going to move into Stephen Horn. When I was on the iInspire cruise with Nature Sunshine, we had a course with Stephen Horn on gastrointestinal health. So I want to relate this information to you this evening. Stephen Horn says, the medical model is trained in treating diseases. He says you first get a diagnosis, then there are prescribed codes for the right treatment. They are treating names. That's it. And he says it just doesn't work that way. What they don't know is that 50% of the time, it is a gastrointestinal problem. 50% of the time. All chronic degenerative conditions are as a result of a gastrointestinal issue. And he said there are actual marketing companies that come up with new names of diseases so that they could market and sell new drugs. Interesting. Regarding gastrointestinal health, he said it all starts with acid indigestion. So off to the drugstore to purchase those antacid pills. And pretty soon that doesn't work, so off to the doctor to get acid blockers. In 2014, 6 million Americans were taking antacids. In 2014, 170 million Americans were taking acid blockers. But neutralizing the acids does not solve the gastrointestinal problem. So here is the law of nature. Stomach secretes hydrochloric acid for digestion purposes. Hydrochloric acid is needed to break down proteins into their amino acid components and for absorption of minerals. Lack of hydrochloric acid leads to poor absorption of minerals and poor absorption of proteins, which of course results in all kinds of structural issues. Stomach acids also control the bacteria, the harmful bacteria that enters the digestive tract. So when there is a lack of hydrochloric acid, there is no control of that bacteria, and that could lead to dysbiosis. It is way more common to have low stomach acids than too much stomach acid. And what do? We take antacids. In other words, neutralizing the acids. And the older you get, the less stomach acid you probably have. And this is something interesting I learned. He said, it takes zinc to make hydrochloric acid. Wow, everyone should be taking zinc. How do you know if you have low stomach acids? He said, if food sits in the stomach after eating, if there is acid indigestion, you have low stomach acid. If there is gas or bloating or belching, you have stomach acid problems or you lack stomach acids, lack of hydrochloric acid. The consequences being you are not absorbing your minerals. You are not absorbing your proteins. You have too many bad bacteria in the intestine, and you have an elevation of cortisol levels. And it's interesting, at this point he said, to bring the cortisol levels down, you can have a shot of lobelia in a glass of water. So the solution to all of this, he said, is just to take protein digestive aids and digestive enzymes. And then, of course, you can have that glass of water with some lobelia. And then a pinch of salt. Think about salt. It is sodium chloride. So the chloride in the salt helps to make hydrochloric acid. Now, what happens when you get an infection? So now you have low hydrochloric acid, and that leads to an infection. Off we go to the doctor for a prescription of antibiotic. The antibiotic then lowers your probiotic bacteria, and the result is leaky gut. And then he said, then pain in multiple joints, chronic allergies, hives, eczema, psoriasis, chronic fatigue, food allergies, chemical sensitivities. The antibiotics then cross the blood-brain barrier, and you end up with leaky brain. The probiotic bacteria is then totally robbed from your brain area, and the result could be migraine headaches, brain fog, and chronic depression. With a total deficiency of probiotic bacteria, he said the end result is SIBO, also known as small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. Diseases associated with SIBO are numerous, and he gave us a big list: acne, anemia, autism, B12 deficiency, celiac disease, chronic fatigue, cancer, diabetes, diverticulitis, esophagitis, GERD, H. pylori bacteria, Hashimoto's disease, irritable bowel disease, Crohn's, colitis, cystitis, liver cirrhosis, Lyme's disease, fatty liver, obesity, pancreatitis, parasites, Parkinson's, restless leg syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma. And then, of course, he ended up by giving us a solution. He loves cat's claw as much as I do. So cat's claw. He also loves Collagen Plus, which is the collagen powder, which is needed to heal that leaky gut. And in order to bring the bacterial infections back into place, he said to use ULCR. Take the sugar out by using berberine. Use LBS2 and probiotic 11 in high doses. And then he says you do three cleanses. Do the clean start cleanse first, then the Parapac, and then Candida Clear. Profound information from Stephen Horn. I want to now move into cancer, defining cancer, what it is. And here is what I want everyone to know. How can you do something for cancer if you do not know what it is? We need to define cancer. We need to understand that it is not a mysterious disease. We need to understand that we do have absolute control over our own body. Here's what cancer is. It's an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. It starts from an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. So cancer ultimately is a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, certain factors have to be in place. Number one, an injury. There's one thing we absolutely need to know. Cells don't randomly replicate in our body. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall, who was Steve Jobs' doctor, said cells have rules, and they divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. healthy cells cannot replicate by the stem cells unless all the required building blocks are in place, all the required nutrients are in place. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication simply cannot take place. For cancer to occur, number four, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out. And so now we have inflammation in that injured area. And number five, that toxic debris accumulates, and this leads to a fungal infection. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I think you have the picture. Let's just talk about injury. We tend to think that injury simply is physical, that it comes from a fall, an accident, or a blow, which is true. But we need to go beyond that way of thinking. A physical injury could be caused by exploratory surgeries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had a mammogram, and I will never have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns are injuries. Sunburns are injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Taking drugs of all kinds cause gut permeability, causes leaky gut and injury to the gut walls. Lectins that are found in present-day grains also cause leaky gut. They then get into the bloodstream and can accumulate in different organs and glands of the body. Lectins are one reason that we have gallstones or kidney stones. Glyphosates, found in all herbicides such as Roundup, are also known to cause leaky gut and even leaky brain, damaging the brain. So might this be the cause of brain tumors? Injuries can come from nutritional deficiencies. Today's agricultural practices, using all those chemicals, using those herbicides, have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. You would have to eat 8 oranges to get the same vitamin A that one orange gave you in 1941, and so on and so forth. Even Antoine Bichamp, way back there in the 1860s, stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element, one, that's one mineral, allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. That waste matter will accumulate when there is a deficiency of just one mineral. Dr. Linus Pauling, father of vitamin C, 1970, said you can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. Then there is a problem of lack of omega-3. Lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, and that could injure the cell walls. The oxidation process requires oxygen. No oxygen equals injury to the cell walls. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she had documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just think about it. If there is a toxic accumulation, that toxic accumulation internally will invite parasites. Or a toxic accumulation can invite viruses, such as human papilloma virus that causes cervical cancer. The solution is not a vaccination to address cervical cancer. The solution is to clean out the toxic debris. Toxic debris can also cause infections, such as a toxic accumulation in the liver can lead to hepatitis infection. Then we can look at the candida problem. Candida yeast is found or is fed by sugar, starches, fruit juices, alcohol, various drugs, antibiotics, and that candida grows a set of root tendrils that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut, escaping into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, slowing down oxygen and nutrient circulation, and lowering the body temperature. Candida also produces xenoestrogens. That's toxic estrogens known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens destroys the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism and for iodine sources. Iodine sources are essential for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones in the body. They are the misery behind menopause, PMS, irritability, infertility. Then those xenoestrogens that Candida produces weakens collagen production of the membranes and weakens inner inherent weak membranes and tissues, thereby causing an injury. Think about low body temperature. It can also result in injury. Low body temperature means blood circulation has slowed down and the oxygen cannot reach the vulnerable organs and tissues of the body. Lowered oxygen levels means microbial invasion that can lead to cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attack, depression, and the list goes on. One thing we must know is cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. When I was on tour, I asked everybody to do their homework. Buy a thermometer and take their body temperature first thing in the morning. As you know, exercise increases body temperature, but the whole idea is that our body temperature is 98.6 or higher, even when you are sleeping. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer because in 1957, she was injecting hamsters on which a vaccine was grown. It was a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured and grown. And she was horrified when she found that all these hamsters got various cancers. She reported this to her colleagues. She warned them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, that was in 1957, she warned them there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. And today we have Robert Kennedy Jr., who has instituted a big movement called Worldwide Mercury Project because he has discovered that vaccines all contain heavy metals like aluminum and mercury that causes leaky brain, thereby injuring the brain, causing things like autism, migraine headaches, and so on and so forth. It is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s big world project. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury, and we know this. Sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth and causes cavities. Dr. Fibiger in 1926 was watching rats in a sugar warehouse, and they were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he proved that there is a connection between sugar and cancer. And he received a Nobel Prize for that. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg received two Nobel Prizes. He worked also on proving that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals as found in vaccination shots, as toxic heavy metals found in mercury fillings in our teeth, from all kinds of chemicals that get into the bloodstream, breathing in of toxic fumes, because all these things causes xenoestrogens levels to rise, and false estrogens cause inflammation and they feed cancer. Dr. Hamer studied emotions related to the cancer injury, and he said strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, hatred, depression causes an overload of cancer. An overload of toxic acids, and those acids eat away at the membranes internally, which can then lead to a cancer injury. So what happens when there is an injury? The brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury, and that current of injury triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are little carpenters in your body. They will replicate cells for you and heal that injury. But in order for them to replicate healthy cells, they need the fundamental building blocks: minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. And if all the building blocks are present in abundance, then those little stem cell carpenters are happy, and they will use the building blocks and they will replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the replication process stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But imagine what happens if one of the building blocks is missing, if even one mineral is missing. Then healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. And that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. Now you can see why there is continued cell replication happening. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the stem cells all the minerals, essential nutrients, water, oxygen, whatever they need. They have to be given those little things so that they can replicate healthy cells. Inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins found in present-day grains can poke holes in the gut membrane, get into the bloodstream, make the blood sticky and heavy. This sticky, heavy blood puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. That stressful impact allows the capillary walls, or allows the little holes in the capillary walls, to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, undigested food particles to move out and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins needed for transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. When there are holes in the capillary walls, the blood plasma proteins escape through the holes. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling. the first process of inflammation and irritation around the cells and tissues. So we find out that the first process of inflammation is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. And your body is made to be a miracle because we have a health, we have a lymphatic system, and if we have a healthy lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream via the subclavial valves. That's near the neck area. And the salty, fluty part called lymph of the lymphatic system will take the excess sodium and toxins, neutralize a bunch of them, then dump the rest out through the natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Now start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded by debris from drugs, toxic emotions, stress, mercury fillings, root canals, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, free radicals, so on and so forth. Pretty soon, it starts to malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that leads to chronic inflammation where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And Dr. Otto Warburg stated, 1931, Nobel Prize winner, that when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If you have enough oxygen or enough sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, which is fed by sugar, and that produces ammonia and acid. You now have a perfect breeding ground for these unwanted bacterias, yeast, candidas, parasites, and fungus. It is the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication for the purpose of healing the injury and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects in cancer. So cancer is not a genetic illness. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injured membrane. Consequently, that current of injury will continue with a continuous replication of genetically mutated cells, which we call cancer. So now here are the steps to overcome cancer or even to prevent it from happening. Eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches, and anything that's sugary, alcohol. Just don't have any. Then move into repairing the injury. This is where we eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats, chicken, turkey, buffalo, lamb, fish, eggs, all kinds of vegetables, walnuts, seeds, berries. Even if we are eating the right foods, we do not have enough nutrients. This is where we resort to nature's sunshine superfoods, and we have a smoothie, 2 or 3 a day, with some minerals. I love Chinese mineral chitonic, but presently it is backordered. It is not on the market because we need all the missing trace minerals, so we can also use essential liquid minerals. Collatrim Plus for the bioavailable collagen powder or collagen to heal injuries, to heal leaky gut. Solstic Energy with Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extra, guarana. We can add aloe vera juice. we can add some Green Zone. Now, this smoothie replaces the need to do any type of juicing. And I do not recommend most juices because they are simply too sweet. They're made from apples and carrots and beets, and that is just pure sugar. And we do not know the nutrient value of these particular foods from a grocery store. The smoothie I recommend comes directly from Nature Sunshine, and it is quality controlled. Then it's important to take a super omega-3, which makes the cells pliable, so oxygen can move into the cells and toxins move out of the cells. Then we take vitamin D3. Why are we so vitamin D3 deficient? There are these anti-nutrients in grains called phytates that are known to bind and pull out vitamin D3 and many minerals. We then move into decreasing the inflammation. First of all, we need to find out the sources of your inflammation. In other words, what are the poisons that are causing inflammation in your body? We need a list of them so that you can address them, take control. Then we drink lots of chlorophyll and water to bind heavy metals and to increase oxygen levels in the bloodstream. We take flax hull lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens. On an empty stomach, we can take colostrum to bind and clean out toxic lectins. We can also take protease plus enzymes to go into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles in the blood. And as you know, I love cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins out through the natural elimination channels. And we want to increase circulation and increase body temperature. This is where I love MC, the most incredible oral chelation tablet I have seen. It cleans out heavy metals, lead, mercury, iron. It cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, and it increases body temperature, blood circulation, oxygen flow, and nutrient flow. We want to activate the elimination channels, that is, the kidneys, the bowel, the liver. And so you can use Body Detox or LBS2. There's several different herbal combinations to be sure that the elimination channels are opened and they are moving that toxic debris out. Then we address the cancer infection. That's with PAPA. We use American papa that grows in eastern United States. And it's the twigs that are picked in May. That's exactly in this month. The twigs are pulverized. And there's an active ingredient called acetogenins that are extracted. Dr. McLaughlin studied American papa for over 20 years. He also said, this is not Brazilian papa or graviola, because he said Brazilian papa or graviola has a different molecular structure. Dr. McLaughlin also said that papa is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Papa inhibits sugar from feeding the cancer cells. Papa cuts off the growth of blood vessels that are grown and they try to reach out to find that sugar to feed the cancer cells. And papa destroys and cleans up fungus and yeast. And it gets right into the cancer cells to cause cancer cell apoptosis. And we want to increase stem cell production. That's by using astragalus. And astragalus is found in with Nature Sunshine in capsules. It's also found in cat's claw combination and in mineral chi tonic. Silver Guard from Nature Sunshine is also known to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. So I invite you to have a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, because there's many people who are taking this information. They're taking responsibility for their own health, and they are overcoming their own cancers. If we simply know what it is, we can take responsibility. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we can open it up to questions and answers.